Patrick, we're standing in a field. It's 4:30 in the morning and you've come all the way from Germany to see the transit of Venus. How excited are you?
I can't wait. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, really. It's also my 40th birthday, so I thought I'd treat myself and stand in the field and hope that we can see the sun. It's really fantastic if we get a glimpse.
I'm David. I've come from about 6 miles away to come and see this fabulous occasion.
Rose, you're also here to hopefully see the transit of Venus this morning, and you've brought with you a solar telescope.
Yes, that's a special telescope which is designed just to pick up one wavelength, the hydrogen alpha wavelength, and it cuts all the other light out so you can safely look at the sun.
Now, lots of people are starting to arrive in Campbell Park. Are we mad?
Well, if the cloud clears, we shall all be thrilled to bits because we'll be seeing something that's a once-in-a-lifetime. If it doesn't, well, we'll go and have a nice breakfast somewhere.
My name is John Zarnecki. I'm Professor of Space Science at the Open University.
One of the things that could dampen our spirits this morning could be, well, one, the rain, and two, the cloud. But looking behind us, we've got a lovely view of the moon right now through a break in the cloud, just hoping that the sun comes up and we can see it across the field.
Yes, this is the trouble with astronomy in the United Kingdom. It's usually a matter of hope over reality. In fact, yes, you're more optimistic than I am.
Now we have about 5 or 10 minutes until sunrise. All of the telescopes are now up. Fingers crossed and hope for the best.
Yes, absolutely, but it just looks a little bit grey to me at the moment. But of course, we only need a minute or two. We just need a little chink in the cloud to be able to see it. So, well, having made all the effort to get up at this outrageous time, I'm gonna hang on.
I'm Ray. This is Bella. We read about it last week in the Metro, and I just thought, wow, this is the most important thing to go and see on Wednesday morning. And there wasn't a lot of talk about it. It's all about the Jubilee weekend, and I just thought, oh, it's been eclipsed by the Jubilee weekend. But I thought, we'll make an effort to come. We've got a hot chocolate, we've got a blanket, and there's a bit of blue sky up there, so we might be able to see something.
And Bella, you're probably the youngest person to be in the field right now. How old are you?
I'm 11.
You're 11, and are you glad to be up at this hour of the morning?
I don't know. It depends if the sun comes out.
My name is Jakub Bochiński. I'm an astronomer from Open University. It is an amazing moment when you can see this tiny dot passing in front of a disk of a massive star, and know that even though you cannot really see the planet there, you can infer its presence and learn about existence of something that only you know about at that point.
Well, John, it's not looking good for us in Campbell Park at the moment. We've got about 5 minutes left to see Venus transit across the sun, and the clouds are against us.
I'm afraid so. We've got about 25 people now here. Everybody's still kind of cheerful, but there's 5 minutes left in our lifetime to see a transit of Venus. If the clouds don't part in the next 5 minutes, that's it.
Jakob, we have literally minutes left to be able to see the transit, and everybody is willing the clouds to go away, but there's a massive band of cloud. It's so frustrating.
It is, absolutely, especially because it's moving away at the moment, and I think we will be able to see the sun in about a minute or two. Hopefully this is going to happen. You can see the clouds kind of moving away at the moment. It's very, very, very close. Oh, we might just miss it. Let me just quickly run to the telescope and have a look if we can see something. There is something there.
Oh, wow, so on one piece of paper we've got some very bright clouds being projected. Obviously we can't look at the sun at the moment, but you have got an image of some clouds. Yeah. No Venus.
No Venus. It's kind of pretty, but not the sun and not Venus.
Okay, roll on 2117.